Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm your host, Karen, but I have a special co-host with me because since this is the last episode of the year, we want to go out with a bang.
Welcome to the last week of 2020.
Yes.
A little bit early, about 2 weeks earlier than the last week, but you guys get it. You're smart enough to understand. That's right. I'm in the house, Rod, the most dangerous podcaster when it comes to recapping Keith and the Girl.
The extreme podcasters.
This ain't your daddy's Christmas podcast.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Hopefully you guys are too. And, you know, we both have our questions, so I'm going to go first. How have y'all been?
I've been all right. What did I do recently? I saw Kyle recently.
Yeah. You know. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That is nice. I saw Xerxes recently.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice too.
Yep. Like at a special time, like middle of the night, we happened to both wake up at 3 and we got an extra special. I get to see you again. So it's like a special visit, you know? Mm. Yeah. Like normally we see each other 7 times a week. Now it was almost like a 7.5. So
do you guys plan a date like in your house, like meet at the kitchen at 4:30?
We do plan silly dates. Sometimes I retroactively say that was a date or in the middle of things. I'm like, you know what? This is date night because whatever it is. Or I'll say like one more element and this is it. So like, let's say we're done with work. We're watching Netflix. I'm like, if we make popcorn right now, that's a date.
Yeah. As I'm fucking, I write it on the calendar.
I also, you're going to know that's the best way to keep track.
Right. Yeah. And then you can cross it off. Nice.
Yes. And for me, well, I guess us, I got an upgrade on my iPhone.
Okay. Oh.
So I was excited about that.
Like a new iPhone because Keith got ripped off. Nice.
Uh-oh. What happened, Keith? You get like a brick in a box?
I understood when you get this service plan and you get and pay for an iPhone and then you can trade it in and get a new iPhone. But apparently I bought an old new iPhone.
Did you catch that math? I'm not even gonna figure that out. I want you guys to figure it out.
Yeah, because you end up getting a new phone, but it was like an older version of an iPhone.
I don't know. I don't know why Henda brought it up. She's livid about this. And
no, I'll tell you what happened. They said, "Hey, you deserve an upgrade. You get an upgrade." And what they didn't say is, "You're just paying for a new phone."
Hmm. Well, you know, Keith sounds like when you trick somebody and then they have to explain how they were tricked, but they don't know how they were tricked. So they're just like, it was like he said the card was under the shell. Then he flipped the shell. Then there was a different card. I don't know, man. It was anyway, he won fair and square, I guess. I don't know. Should I get my $20 back?
I think I should. Maybe.
Yeah.
Should I be upset?
Here's the ace. He shows me it. He turns it upside down. He goes, "You get money if you just say that's the ace." I'm like, "That's fucking ace." "No, it's not." "Well, then what the? Aren't you amazed too?"
Yes.
It's not shocking shit. We're part of three card guy.
Yeah. We upgraded via the like whatever the AT&T plan. Mm-hmm. But all it really means is they're just extending what you were paying before. It's like, mm-hmm. Hey, you're halfway through paying your old phone. Would you like to, you know, start over again with a new phone? And I was like, sure. If it costs the same per month, I mean, we all going to get COVID. You're never going to get this money. So whatever.
Thank you. Tell my business partner that. Thank you.
No, but I could see how they worded it. And I more see that bill than him. So they're like, "Oh, you're no longer going to be paying that bill anymore," which is true. You're going to be paying this new bill.
This new bill.
It's the same thing.
The old contract is dead. Here's a brand spanking, sparkly new one.
Yeah, the only thing I looked at was, would the monthly bill be the same? And I was like, yeah, fuck it. Start over. Just back to zero. I was like, what?
So 9? You fell for the same thing. That's what they thought. They told them the bill would be the same. I'm like, yeah, because we're done with those other payments.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even say I fell for it. I wanted it. I understood. I was like, we are halfway through paying for the phone we have. I don't feel like waiting. I want the new shit now.
I was like, I see the commercials.
Yeah.
They got me.
Don't make the commercial so good.
Right.
If you don't want me to get the phone.
I was like, new phone? Who it is? Me, that's apparently.
And in about another year or half, we'll be going, you know what? What's 18 more payments? I'm sure that's what's going to happen.
Also, I would say, well, 1 second, I have a question about, and they go, 6 feet away. Yeah. 6 feet away. So, you know, it's hard to understand everything.
Where's your mask, sir?
Right.
I guess for my question then, because my week went, you know, happy wife, happy life. My week went as good as Karen's week, okay?
she's good. I'm good.
She's good. We're both good. I got an air fryer. That was cool.
Yes, I love the air fryer. He did some chicken in it. It was absolutely delicious because air fryers apparently has been the talk of the town. Everybody I know has been talking about how good the air fryers is. So we got like crock pot combination where it's a crock pot, pressure cooker, air fryer, a rice maker.
Steamer. It's steamer. A bunch of shit.
Wow. A bunch of shit all in one. Yes, will be.
You can fuck it. It'll take you on dates. It's amazing. But yeah, so that was cool. Learning how to cook with the air fryer was nice. Of course, I like to start with a rhetorical question of the week, which is, who else wants some?
Oh, shit. Okay. Right. I like how this is starting.
All right, Karen, you can go ahead and get into the review.
Your business.
Handle your thing.
Okay, nobody's gonna answer the question.
No, it's rhetorical.
Okay.
Oh, see, you're not here when I do this. This is a thing that we do when it's my turn.
Like, nobody's gonna answer. You ask the question.
I mean, because really, how was your week is really rhetorical anyway.
Yes, it is.
It's not like we're gonna be like, oh man, your week was shitty. You know what? Let's not even do this show. We're gonna wrap it up now. It really doesn't mean anything to anybody.
I just happen to like to do the small talk. So that's just my personality. That they said, I probably would get Tourette's if I came in here and could not ask that question. I'd be like, you know what? I can't function. this question has got to come out of my mouth because I look forward to seeing them. So I was like, I've got to ask you.
Thank you. That's why we like you better.
You are more popular on the forums.
Yay. Thank you.
Good.
One of the few things we argue about is who loves us better on the forums.
It's going to our head, Scorpion. Remember all those comments you left this morning.
I love the love. Episode 3353, Voices in My Head with Lucy Pohl. I did a good job with that one.
Yeah, that's the name you get right. I haven't gotten hers right until last week.
And it's one of those, like, is you know the how you think it would be spelled, but it's not spelled that way. Mm-hmm. And right. You still knocked it out the park. Good job, buddy.
I'm doing good over here.
I pronounced it wrong once when she was on, I think, more than the first time. And I said Lucy Pohl because I just assumed it had to be fancy. There's an H in it, for God's sakes.
Yes.
She said, it's Pohl. And I said, I think you're confused. So she looked into it.
I love her storytelling. I love the way she told her stories and she just kind of brought me into her world. I want my theme for 2020 to be don't jump, because I was like, you know what? That's actually a good theme. Just don't jump. Don't jump into COVID. Just stay in your spot, in your place, your designated 6 feet, and we'll all will be better.
That's actually rebellion of 2020 is to stay put and stay in your lane. That's what's weird. Like all the ragers are like, and then just wear your mask and then you can rebel all you want. Yes. You know, it's really weird because it's the hippie dippies that are like, let's wear masks, let's be safe, let's do what we're told. That's very uncomfortable. And all the conservatives are like, why are you telling me what to do? I'm like, I thought you loved this shit.
Yeah, right? You love rules.
When you here for the rules and the regulations and the tighten down and the cross your legs.
And let me tell you, when there's nobody here to give you rules, there's God all the time with the rules. You love that shit.
I love rules. Y'all love rules for other people.
Yes, rules and say, damn.
Yeah, no cursing here, no wearing these shoes over there. You fucking love that shit.
Yes, you guys just are not the masks. Cock up rules.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys jerk off to no shoes, no shirt sign. It's just awesome for you.
And now, they didn't say not dick out. Oh, I love this sign.
Yeah, and I took when she said she would write her self-help book, it would be called Don't Jump, but it would be just that would be the whole thing. I thought she just meant like don't jump off a building.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Like Karen's like, don't jump out here without a mask.
That's how I took it. I was like, just don't jump. Just stay in your place. And I wish that you could get a pre-pardon for student loans. There's so many people out there that have student loans. They ought to be like, you know what? We both know I'm never going to pay this. We understand this, right? So you can go ahead and pardon me from this mm-hmm. payment plan. Just go ahead and skip the middleman. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think that if you... Okay, let's say you have a lot of loans. And then let's say they can take up to a certain percent of how much you made until you're 30. And then you're pardoned. And I'll tell you why. Because that's the time that you're okay to live a little poor. That's the time where if you really want to give it back to the man, don't make any money. Figure your shit out. You're going to live a terrible life and you're going to start your life at 30 instead of 22. But if you can just give the little stuff and then at 30, you're a free person. I mean, what am I negotiating here? We have you under our thumb for the first 8 adult years of your life that you're by yourself. I mean, getting into this is really difficult because people are like, oh, you just don't pay your debt. And I'm like, I don't know why we're charging people to learn things that then they could work for us. I'm not sure how that system is working well for the whole, you know?
I had to, so you have to. Also, I want things better for my kids. Right. But I had to struggle.
That's the worst excuse.
I don't understand that language, and I get mad because me and Roger just happened to be blessed where we actually paid our student loans back.
No kids, and
we paid our student loans back. But the thing is, people, Federer, we went to school years ago where the cost of school was not as high.
Right. And we went to a HBCU, which is state funded school.
Which is cheaper. And I had a lot of grants and scholarships, which actually makes a difference too. So I'm like, you know, when you have a car or a house that you will actually never own and all you got is a piece of paper that really nobody gives a fuck about and don't want to pay you what it's worth, I would be mad too.
Yeah. I was talking to this eye doctor. And he's like, you know, when people come into your office, they never ask you what grade you got in school. So you could get all D's and be an eye doctor, and you're an eye doctor for life.
Yeah. He's a real honest eye doctor, like somebody on The Simpsons or something.
Every once in a while, you'll hear like about a story about a doctor who's like doing something really stupid, like, we don't wear a mask in our office or whatever. You're like, that's one that got a D. You know,
it could be. Yeah. You know, I never really thought of that. A doctor is a doctor. You know, you have to go through a lot, but you can slide through some stuff and just kind of pass. I didn't even think of that. I just thought, like, doctors have to get good grades. Otherwise, how are you even doing anything? But yeah, right. It's a good point.
I wouldn't want anybody. I'll put that as, I wouldn't want me to be a doctor, you know.
Right.
So I'm like,
There's got to be, like, doctors who are, like, cramming as you're, like, in the waiting room.
Sure. Yeah. When they have you wait, they're going back and look. Yeah, they're opening up one of their 1952 encyclopedias. Yeah. Is it gallbladder? Yeah. Is it gallbladder or gallbladder?
He's like, I'll be right back. This is confusing me what's in your mouth right now. We'll be right back.
I've never seen that before. Let me go to YouTube.
I do think the idea of preemptive pardons for a president, though, is such bullshit.
Agreed.
Like, you should have, like, nobody gets that for anything. And then, like, if you get a preemptive pardon, I know they did it before with draft dodgers and they did it before with Nixon. But I still feel like you should have to say what the fuck you did then.
Right.
That's the minimum. The minimum should be, you should have to be like, okay, listen, you're going to pardon me, but I was definitely trading secrets with China or something. And we go,
that's
okay,
a good one.
You're an asshole. At least we know what you did. They want it both ways, or like preemptive pardon and mind your fucking business.
That's a good point. Again, we're going to relate this to BoJack, where at some point they made a law that if you're rich, you can kill someone. So I feel like we're there.
Wouldn't it be funny if some quirky Adam Sandler kind of movie, but it's real life, and Trump gets his forever pardon, he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue.
He even said he could, so I believe him.
Maybe he's right.
Yeah. They get us for long term forgivey.
Right.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Rod.
Do you think when Trump be calling like these senators and these governors to do like all this illegal shit, they like tell each other, let it ring 3 times? Or when it pops up on call ID, be like, this asshole. And they'd be like, don't pick it up. Don't pick it up.
You know what it is, right? You know what it is. That's the president telling you to do something weird with votes in your state for the 5th time. Yep.
Fifth time. I think it's like when my mom called recently, she called on FaceTime, and this is the first call in years that I got, and I happened to be sitting next to Xerxes. I happened to. Anyway, I'm looking at it. I pick up the phone and go, oh my God, that's got to be my mom, because I saw the Israeli code. And he's like, oh shit. And I go, should I pick it up? He goes, if you want to. And I'm just picturing that, but the president, like, oh shit, it's the president. Right. Should I get it? I mean, we're here. Should I put it on speaker or not on speaker? Okay. All right. I'm going to translate for you once he speaks.
One of them was during a like press conference where he was about to certify the vote, and he got a call from Trump, and it had like the hell to the chief ringtone, and he sent that shit to voicemail. And I was like, that is the greatest fucking thing that has ever happened. Just being like, this motherfucker, oh God. Confirmed again, guys. He Biden won again.
Did people say like, hey, was that the president maybe?
It's just, I mean, you know, it's the fucking president. It's like, you know, or whatever the fuck the presidential right. hell to the chief shit is. Everyone knew who it was. And you know, he's been calling those guys nonstop. And this guy, he's literally on TV like, I gotta confirm this shit. And because it's essentially what he's trying to do is like, if we all had a bet on the Super Bowl and like, let's say Karen lost a bet and she's like, fuck this, everybody. I lost my bet. This shouldn't count. But the problem is the other three of us won our bet. So like, why the fuck would we not count it? Because that's what happened is like, there's all these other offices that did win, even though Trump lost. And if they don't count the votes, then it's like, now I lost. Like, so for you to win, I got to lose? Why the fuck would I do that? Mm-hmm. I won my spot. You can get the fuck out of here.
You win yours.
I don't know why you don't understand. He's just trying to make America great, I think.
Yeah, and apparently that's part of making America great.
Thank you, Karen.
Yes. Listening to the show, I found out that COVID make your teeth fall out. And I'm good with that because I got braces and I don't know about nobody else. My braces cost a used, small used car. So I'll be goddamn if I'm going to let the COVID take my used car out of my mouth. No, thank you. It's too many monthly payments.
Hello. And by the way, don't be tricked if they ask if you just want to upgrade the new teeth.
Also,
the warranty plan.
Also, if you've never had braces, you know, still try to keep your teeth, guys.
It's, yes.
You only get two sets.
Right. Isn't that something, by the way, when you get a new phone and they go, do you want the warranty? I'm like, you just sold it to me.
Yeah. Right?
You did today? Yeah, before you leave. What?
I like how they
have a little faith.
I like how they give you like, you know what? We'll give you 30 days to think about it. Because I feel like that means if I break my shit in 30 days, I'm getting it back, you know, for the price of the warranty. Yeah. Oh, you know, I was thinking about it. And now that I'm looking at a cracked screen, I'm going to take you up on that $7 offer. But they, well, I never do that.
You know how you almost drop your phone and you catch it just in time and you go, oh, who? Mm-hmm. Now, every time I catch it quick, I go, fuck.
Could have been
I had warranty.
It's like busting out in poker. Like you bust out, but you do it before the hour is up where you could rebuy. So as long as I could rebuy, everyone gets that, right?
I am really. That was like a sports analogy. That was like me doing a sports analogy, but you with poker because I don't understand poker.
I'm very relatable.
I know how to lose to Keith. That's what I'm good at.
That's the sweetest thing. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy. I went all in.
That's all you know. Yeah. Press the button.
Listen, I watched rounders one time.
Yeah, straight flush. Hopefully that's a turn. That's about as much as I know.
Didn't pay a lot of attention, but I think all in is a thing, and I'm going.
And yeah. I think he cheated.
All in and eat Oreos.
Yes.
That's about it. My last thing before I ask Keith about the polls. Mm-hmm. I was dying laughing when she was talking about, quote, names in her sleep.
Yeah.
And I was like,
do you talk in your sleep?
I don't talk, but I actually started fighting in my sleep one time. I was dreaming about something. I don't remember what I was dreaming about, but whatever it was, I was trying my best to escape. And I remember in the dream, I was punching the air and did not realize I was punching the air in real life. So Roger was asleep and he looks over and it's me just punching and fighting for my life in my sleep.
Do you try to join her dream or do you just wake her up?
I honestly just kind of held her and was like, you know, it's
or
okay.
Did it look like she's winning and so you let it go?
Well, I just didn't want to get hit, you know, but I also realized she was probably in mental distress. So I was like, I'm here, you're safe, everything's okay until she woke up. I didn't want to like startle her because I don't know the rules. Like,
She could die, yeah.
Yeah, like, do you die? Like, is it like Freddy or some shit? I don't know.
I don't know the rules either.
I don't know what the right thing to do is. You don't just, like, kick him while it's like, wake up, you know? So I was like, hey, it's cool. It's like, you're home. You're safe.
I love that, because in movies and on TV, I feel like the characters, until recently, if something happens in someone's sleep or something's happening to someone, people are like, what can I do? How can I help? Are you okay?
You just throw water on them or some shit.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not the way.
Oh my God. You're freaking out. Are you going to be okay? Wake up.
You should have taken just a little water, throw it on her face, and be standing right in front of her when she wakes up and go, round two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What if it was me in the dream then? Now I'm dead.
I don't think it was. I don't know what the hell I was fighting for.
She's like, it's still the dream, pal. I'm like, oh, no. Well, I do have a few observations, Karen, before we get to the poll.
Mm-hmm.
I love Lucy's voices.
Yes.
They were so good. I thought it was interesting talking in her sleep. It led to her confessing about cheating. How come nobody ever has cool stories of talking in her sleep? Like, oh, man, I revealed that you're going to have a secret birthday party and like, going to be really dope. You know,
a Christmas present or some shit.
Yeah. Weird shit. Like, I've been stealing from your bank account for 17 years and you found out my sleep. I also am with him on the conspiracy theory. I think really they know you're cheating and they went through all your shit and then they're like, oh, yeah, you said it in your sleep. You want to go ahead and wrap this up?
And she did say,
because you were so specific. How specific do I need to make you have been?
She did say that she does like actually really, really, really talk in her sleep. But I still think she's only giving hints, and that if you just poke her a little bit, like, I have a feeling if you walk up to her at any time and said, why'd you cheat? She'd be like, well, the first time I did, it was because if you remember that boyfriend that she cheated on, I mean, she just cheated on him, right? And I think it was like that night. And she said she was going to tell him the next day. I'm not saying anything, but it's definitely on her mind.
Right.
And she said his name. And when the boyfriend and her woke up, the boyfriend asked her, who's everybody in your cast list? Because he didn't recognize that one name. And I feel like he asked her that and she was like, the guy cheated on you with, I don't know.
Right. Because, like, I feel like that's not a question you ask unless you already think some shit's up, right?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, you're talking about a name that I don't know? Like, maybe that's a dream person name.
Oh, Larry, such and such. It's just like, okay, like, I don't know who the fuck Larry is. And you go back to sleep.
Right.
I don't think I would be like, give me your fucking co-workers' names.
Yeah.
I want a list. And we're going to go through this shit until we find Larry. I don't know. But guilty conscience, I guess. I thought it was funny because she said she was safe and staying in the house, but then she was also like, I almost got kissed at a party, and I don't know what the rules are to quarantine for anybody.
Mm-hmm. They're all over the place.
It's like, I'm staying safe, I'm staying inside, I'm wearing a mask, I'm not doing anything anyway. At this party, this guy tried to kiss me. It was really weird. I'm like, how did all that happen at the same time?
I think I missed that. Holy crap.
She said the party, she was talking about French people or something at this party. And then she said there were four people, but I bet if we pushed it, there'd be 6, 8, 10, 12, 20, 22, 30.
Yeah. I gotta
wait till she sleeps, you know. I'll find out.
She'll tell us.
Yeah, she'll tell you. Yeah.
It was 27 people.
Yeah, I'll play French music in the back. We'll get her.
All the accents start coming out.
Pass the brie. Oh. keeping busy also helps me in the pandemic. But she said that she does this thing that I do for sure. I fucking forget how fun things are. Like something happens, I have a good fucking time, I schedule it to happen again, and then I kind of worry or think about it until it happens again. And then once it's happening, I'm like, oh, that's right. This is fun. This is a good time. Why was I fucking worried about this shit all week or whatever? And it sounded like she has a little bit of that too.
Yeah, I'm kind
I get
of,
that.
Kind of the opposite of that. I'm like, let's do it. And Roger's like, calm down.
I get both of that. I understand like scheduling your fun is weird because you want to have fun when you feel like having that version of fun. What if you feel like a nap when that time comes? It doesn't mean you don't want to do it, right. But it feels like nap time, or What if you feel like watching a movie when it's time to like even talk to one of your close friends? It's just, how do I know how I'm going to feel on Sunday? But if I don't do that, I'll never talk to anybody because I need to schedule it, or I'll just be like, no, maybe tomorrow.
And then like the other thing is I as an introvert, I get super charged up off of canceled plans anyway. So like if you're like, hey man, we can't make it, I'm like, oh, I just got time back from the universe. I can do whatever I want to do, and which is probably nothing, but it's my time now again, instead of sharing it with people. And then the last thing was the Staten Island guy who hit a cop with his car so they can not wear a mask. I just don't understand the logic on any of that shit. And then the idea of like the speakeasy that he had, you know, with sneaking people in through different doors and all this shit. You are working so hard to get COVID. You are working so hard. As if I didn't think it would endanger everybody, I'd be like, just let him fucking get it. His heart is set on being sick, and I don't know why this man wants it. I don't understand his goals. I don't share them. But God, you're willing to hit a cop for this shit. You want this shit in a way that I'll never fucking understand, man.
It's not real, you know.
Yeah. Oh, right. There's that. Oh, I keep forgetting it's not real. Shit.
Maybe they're planning on getting sick and dying, but then it's like that story y'all had at the end of the episode where you're not really dead. And so like two weeks later, you know, you wake up in the funeral home.
Like, how did I get here?
Face beat to the gods. And you're like, oh my God, I'm looking casket fresh. And I got a free nap, a 2 week nap.
Yes. It would be interesting to know the kind of makeup you're going to have on in a casket.
Right.
Right. Like, wake up and checking your makeup from a casket. Oh,
that should be a thing.
Yeah.
You should get to go to a funeral home before you die and let them like and get to critique them and be like, a little too much blush.
That's probably going to be a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Casket makeup artist. If not, make it a TV show. Somebody get on top of this.
Yes, because out of my years of living, I have seen terrible makeup, particularly when it comes to black and brown people, because they want everybody to be three shades too bright. And you like, why do they look so ashy?
Funeral makeover.
That is no joke. That's a good idea, because if you think about it, big affairs, when you're feeling fancy about yourself, if you have the budget, you do the makeup trial. There's even like, what do you call the day before the wedding where you have the dinner?
Rehearsal
dinner. Mm-hmm. We're making shit up left and right. Rehearsal funeral makeup.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
I will watch that.
And I get to see like what people thought of me and shit, you know? Yeah. So I don't have to like die and be like, I hope these motherfuckers was cool.
Yeah, because who's going to know how to do my hair after I'm dead?
Right.
Come on.
But whenever you get kicked off, they go, please grab your bags. Rest in peace.
You live another day.
Right. And you don't get a funeral bouquet. I'm sorry.
Yes.
A wreath. Home. Wait, is it a wreath? What are those things called?
Wreath, they have wreaths.
Yeah, they're gonna make it a circle. A wreath.
You don't get this wreath. Is not for you. You got what was
Janet? Janet, who did your makeup? I was dead 2 days ago. You like it? The poll was: have you revealed a secret in your sleep? Two people on the forum said yes, I have, and then didn't add any follow up. The fuck?
Have you ever
murder? What was it?
Have you ever thought about adding an addendum to the poll that is like, if you select this answer, please explain below?
It pops up. And now, right? Why?
Yeah.
No one picked it.
I see you picked no. why?
And then I thought we were wasting our time, but we couldn't think of another poll. So please explain.
What was the secret? Maybe it was the birthday party.
Right.
Like, let's see what's really happening. Okay. Episode 3354, Phantom Reunion with Jeremiah Watkins.
Nice.
He was very funny, and I'm going to have to confess, my racism kicked in because based off his name, I thought this was a black man. I went to go look at the picture. I was like, oh my gosh, you could have fooled me, Jeremiah.
Same
last name Watkins. What white man you know got the last name Watkins? Americans.
I'll tell you something, though.
This is verbatim. Oh, my God.
He actually, he is black. He had a funeral home director for his makeup for his glamour shot.
He was part of it. He was part of the N-word wave, which is also throwing me off, okay?
Yes.
Right.
I thought,
you're like, wow, why didn't you just say it? Yeah.
Okay, at least I was not alone, because I was like, if he ever commits a crime and is on Guess the Race, I'm getting him wrong. You and I, I'm like, oop.
Jeremiah Watkins sounds like a Southern black preacher.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I thought Jeremiah to me sounds like Children of the Corn, you know, like it sounds like, you know, what are those people with the beards and the buggies?
Amish.
It sounds like that. Which, yeah. as I understand, is generally the Watkins, right.
It's the Watkins is doing all the work.
Yes.
For us.
The Watkins is working overtime.
Yeah, certain last names, it's just like, you might be Black Jackson.
Johnson Washington is another
Washington.
One.
Washington. Pretty much anyone who's a founding father and probably owned slaves, those names.
All them names.
Jefferson.
Yes. You know?
Wonder why. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a bad history.
Speaking of church, the question. I call this the question of the day. When did you accept COVID? Maybe if you went around and asked these people that, maybe they would treat it like Jesus. Because for some reason, you have to phrase it just right for them to take the shit real and not fight you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's there's no wrong answer. When did you think it was real? Or know it was real, rather. When did you know the scientists were on the right track the whole time?
Yes. When did you take COVID as your personal savior?
Destroyer.
This guy was a new guest. What did you guys think?
Oh, man. I thought he was so funny.
Yes.
And he fit right in, and he was riffing with y'all, which I always love. You could tell he has like an improv sketch background.
Yes, you can.
Like, whenever a topic comes up, those kind of people kind of turn it into like, how can we play with it? And whenever there is a guest, that's always my favorite type of guest. Is like, well, probably second favorite type of guest is, how can we play with this? You know?
Yes.
Ooh, what's the first?
Oh, we'll get to the first one. We'll get foreshadowing.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And what I really loved about him is that you could tell, like, him and Keith, like, they mesh. I was like, oh, okay. I love the chemistry between them, because when you start talking about Thunder Pussy, I was like, I got intrigued going, what is this Thunder Pussy? Like, what is happening? What's going on? And I understand Keith's confusion, because sometimes, where's Mean Things? So I'm with the Keith, because there is a group called The Internet. And when Roger was telling me about it, he was like, the internet. I was like, I'm on the internet. He was like, the internet. I was like, I don't understand. He was like, that's the name of the group. And it's a singer called Her, which was even more confusing for him to explain that to me. So I'm
who's
not
on alone. First?
I don't know.
Jeremiah, by the way, was somebody way back who said, hey, well, it's actually maybe his people, but it said, Jeremiah is doing in-person shows if you're into it. I'm like, what news is he watching, in-person shows?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and when I brought it up on the show, like, hey, what do you think when you're on a podcast and they show the three of you together in a picture? You know, that was my funny way of saying, what the fuck? I'm like,
yeah.
Are you like, hey, don't put it out right now, that picture. I was talking about a picture I saw online with him and three people. When he says, well, I'll do a podcast 3 feet away from people. I'm like, no, I was being literal about heads sandwiched together.
Yeah, I don't think he put that together or didn't really want to address it because he sounds like, he is being protective, like for his mind. He's like, no, I'm 3 feet, not 6 feet, but I'm giving that a wash. And then for the picture, it feels like people are like, well, the picture only takes a second. We're all facing forward. And so because we were 3 feet distance and now we're going outside, it's okay.
Yeah, we're only smiling with our mouths open in pictures. And he said, you know, I'm keeping safe, you know, maybe not the safest, but pretty safe. And right. I'm debating about my parents' attitude going to for Christmas next week. I'm like, what? First of all, you have your tickets.
Right.
You know, you already have your tickets. That's how tickets work. And what's your mom going to say? I wasn't being safe.
Yeah.
No, exactly. She's not.
That's right. The thing. Everyone thinks they're being safe. Once I realized correct. That, I was like, I can only control me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to just, like, even go on a limb and trust people. Like, unless you, like, love them or some shit, then you just can't, because I haven't met one person who's like, I'm being very fucking unsafe. I just don't even care. Everyone is like, I'm safe.
Even though they went to the, for some reason, all the breweries decided to pop up in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we got 4,500 breweries and they don't serve no food. So it's just a bunch of people getting drunk. And so every time me and Roger would be out and ride past them, I was like, oh, we're getting ready to shut down again, because it's just a bunch of people touching each other, breathing in each other's faces, talking about, but if you ask them, they safe though, right?
Yeah, everybody's safe. So you just got to, you know, look at the context clues and let them, you know, because he said something else where he was like, I only hung out with like 4 or 6 people or something like that. And, you know, or yeah, we're staying like 3 feet apart. I'm like, yeah, in his mind, he would, if you had to grade yourself, he would say, I got an A, but it's not an A.
Right.
No.
Right. There's, you know, like they're giving people the vaccination, you know, other than, you know, doctors, front lines and old people, they're giving the vaccination to people who are willing to take a risk on it and aren't necessarily safe, because they want to see the people that aren't safe. Does that work for them? They're not going to really learn much if Henda takes it. Right. So you have to go and say, yeah, hi, I'm a piece of shit. How about I test it? Because I really don't give a fuck enough. And you know they say enough, meanwhile, right. They don't care at all.
Right. Like, you might be
little, I'm a little lax, a little baby bit, but I think I passed your qualification.
You might be getting it from me right now because I was just at an anti-mask rally, but also I'm interested in the vaccine, so...
This sounds like my senior year of math. I was in calculus, but I never went. I decided that that was my lunch period. And then at the end of the year, I'm there like, you know, I was there like maybe a couple times in the beginning and then at the end. And I go to the teacher. I'm like, dude, what am I getting? I'm in the back of the class going, hey, what are you going to give me? And he's like, ha ha. Okay. <Yeah. laughs> He goes, what do you think I should give you? And I go, I think 75 is good. And he starts laughing. And then on my report card, there was a 75.
Wow.
I did not understand that at all. I think he was like, maybe I won't see her again if I just let her leave.
What if he was just like, no one uses calculus in real life?
I'm not going to waste my time.
He's like, I could tell she's not going to be an astrophysicist. I'll just let it slide.
Right. Like there's nothing to worry about. I'm not going to get this wrong somewhere else and explode something.
I had a class in, I went to a HBCU, historically black college, and I had a class that was like,
I'm sorry, 1 second. I knew that.
Oh, I could tell. I could tell. I was really saying it for the audience out there listening. Okay. I know y'all are both woke. But I had a teacher who this black dude, and the class was, it was some generic name like black people in business 101 or something, like African-American business success 101 or something, right? And I took the class that I needed it for my it was like, you know, okay, this goes towards my business degree. I don't know what the fuck this class is. All we did in the class was watch movies. Mm-hmm. And then he would take like he did pop quizzes. And then he would like do these really obvious like points from the movie, like, okay, we just watched Spike Lee's Bamboozled, you know, what did you think about this scene or something like that? And they were like rated R movies, no documentaries,
but this is college, and I do think that you can draw a really good conversation from movies like Spike Lee.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I think they do, you know, come with like historical facts and like how you put them in a movie and what does this say to the masses and how is this like, you know, related to black culture and how is it not? I assume.
Absolutely. But for me, I was like, oh, so I can skip this class because I've seen all these movies. I know what this shit means.
You know which one of them is Tom Cruise and Tom Selleck?
Yeah, yes. He was like a blind dude that had like a assistant. So he's like, is he even really keeping role? Who knows?
Mm-mm,
so
like, couldn't see you.
I would come to class. It was a 3 times a week class. I come to class about once a week, right? And so I come to class
3 times a week. You'd watch movies.
Yeah.
How much was a movie pass in college? Jesus. Right?
And I'd rather be asleep. And so I fucking barely come to class, and we get to the end of the semester. And there's this white lady who's like one of those students where they don't live on campus and she's like older. Like
they commute. Yeah.
She got like a real life and shit. Yeah, you know,
they take
kids.
That shit serious. They was like, look, I paid.
And I'm just some fucking like 17-year-old, like arrogant, not come to class ass dude. And so we sat beside each other the whole semester. And so And I would be there randomly on the days we have pop quizzes, which was just a stroke of luck. It was completely never knew we had this. And so she was like, we get our grades at the end of the semester. And I had like an A. And she had like a C. She was so fucking pissed. And I was like, I can't explain why you got that C other than this teacher just racist. I know you did the work. Yeah. I know you did the work.
You were here.
I was never here. I didn't earn any of this shit. I'm going to take it. You know what
I'll tell you why. That person was me, and I was busy learning how to do silent trailers poorly. Okay. This is the origin story of silent trailers. I tried. I studied. But I don't know how you remember everybody's name and what they did in every single movie. I just know the feeling I had.
If that teacher would have asked me what grade would you give yourself, I would have definitely told him like a D because I didn't earn shit. And he was just like, you get an A, man. Good job.
You anyway, got him.
Shout out to privilege. Karen.
Say shout out to privilege. church turned into Facebook, apparently. So apparently when you go into church, it's like follow my Instagram, my Snapchat and TikTok and all that stuff. So church has evolved a lot since the last time I went, which has been years ago.
It is interesting to watch people, like the more conservative background you have, the more possible it is for you to trickle out of it. And it's interesting that to see people who don't really believe, but still are holding on, but they're speaking from that point of view. You could see people's hesitation when they believe in something that their parents believe, even though it sort of contradicts everything that they do. And they sort of like, because I went through this. I'm just like, I don't want to be rude about this, but it sounds stupid. So I'm going to like half live in it. So we could sense this hesitation. And I think like, to me, I would have asked him more about his drunk parents. I don't know which one of them was drunk, but somebody lit their fucking life on fire while he was in high school. Right. And I don't know, Keith.
Well, it's got to be at least his mom, right? I mean, if the mom's heckling on your big special.
Right.
Cameras and the family and friends are around. I think the mom's a safe bet.
That makes sense.
You're right. That's good math. See?
Because he did kind of get
75.
Yeah, 75. Yep. You know what? Mm-hmm. He passed. Mm-hmm. He did kind of like clam up when y'all brought that up. Which, you know, first time on the show, especially, I do think people aren't ready for like a show that like isn't bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
hey, he's gonna ask you. He's ready. He's been on podcasts. He's been out there. He's with the Comedy Store guys. You know what I mean? Like they rip each other apart. I think he's just not ready to talk about it. Not with us on the first show, not with us maybe on the third show. I don't know.
Well, what I mean by that is like even on like a show where they like rip you, that it's different. Like y'all will ask something real. It's
yeah, like y'all go deep.
Yeah, if you go on a show and you're just like, you're a piece of shit. Like that's what comedians do all day. But if you go on there and go, so who hurt you? And that's like,
that's when it's like, oh, you.
What kind of fucking show is this?
Right? No joke time? And everybody panics.
Yeah, normally people hear
I don't
that
have a punchline for that.
It's like, so who had a problem with alcohol? They see me.
It's true. Okay, fair.
Like, what is happening here? Y'all just start panicking something.
I do love the idea that social media at church is the thing that made him have pause. It's like all this, like, all this shit in church. It's like, it's all fake. And it's like a sky god and burning bushes and talking fucking animals and shit. And he's like, Twitter? I don't think so.
Yeah. I do. Nice try.
These things can't blend. Nice, no, thank you.
A Jesus Snapchat filter? Okay. Nice try.
Too much. I have to go.
Christ chicks. No, I'll wear sleeves down to my fucking shins if I have to, but I'm not fucking listening to Christ chicks.
I'm not following them.
That was a movie trailer and I don't appreciate it.
It looked like they spent money in it too. Hell no.
LA church.
I like that you called the forearms the shin because I never thought of the forearm being the shin of the arms. I like that.
The shin of the arm. Yep. Also, his sleeves probably did touch his shin. There was.
Yeah, that's true.
How uptight does your church have to be like, men, that's enough of those arms. Come on, guys.
No way.
All right. You see the ladies in here. They're not going to be able to control themselves.
Put those guns.
Meanwhile, Jesus is naked on a cross, just sweating to death, just being all strong. And like, I don't give a fuck. I forgive all of you as blood drains through my face. I am calm and cool. Look at my pecs and my abs.
I never ate carbs in the 33 years I was alive.
Actually, what I think happens is no one can upstage Jesus in his arms. So you got to cover up. You know, Jesus has to be the sexiest person in church all the time.
I start my church, I'm going to make a rip Jesus, like The Rock, but like Jesus. You know what I mean? just fucking
big and swole.
We're gonna need like two crosses for this, for what I'm talking about. I'm gonna get all the
double
money.
Cross. Not your daddy's Jesus. Like, what is
twice
happening here, sir?
Twice the Jesus. Follow us on Snapchat for the double Jesus filter.
His sorry, broken crosses on the ground. You're like, I wonder what happened there.
Yeah. Jesus jumps off the cross and breaks it over his ankle. They thought they could hold me down.
Right.
Like, what is happening?
He moves
here?
The rock from in front of that cave by itself. He just fucking throws it. Like, I'm back alive, bitch. You can't kill me. I'm Jesus.
We're getting a lot of show ideas in this one. TM, everybody.
Someone animate this. Bro,
yes.
Let's get Buff Jesus.
Buff Jesus anime.
His own cartoon.
Yes.
And then an LA church can have it, and then they'll be rich.
Yes. Could you imagine him going through all the training with his disciples? And he's like, crunch, we're going to do Jesus crunches. You're going to do them like me.
All 13 of them are ripped.
Yes.
Except Judas, because he betrayed them.
Yes, we're gonna teach them all how to walk on water. So this is gonna be like a Naruto montage. You're gonna watch them falling in the water and shit. I'm here for it.
Oh yeah, and Judas couldn't keep up with the run, and everyone was making fun of him, and that's why he turned on them. Yeah. All right, writer's room. Very nice.
I'd do it if Judas had asthma. You know, you got to control.
I am here for it. And apparently HR is going to have to make rules in the 2021 year about laptops. Don't pull your dick out. Don't fuck on camera. And don't take a shit on camera. Like, eventually when the HR team is like, shit, like, one good thing, harassment been down. They ain't been touching each other. But fuck, now we got to come with a brand new set of rules.
All right.
You know how we see stuff on packages and you're like, who the fuck would eat that little thing inside the shoebox? Right. We're seeing that in real time with these fucking laptops and Zoom meetings.
Somebody has. Because like I said, a rule isn't made until enough people break it.
Yeah. But you're going to have to fucking explicitly put it in the HR, don't jack off during the Zoom meeting. Because that one fucking dude for the like New York Times or whatever.
Yeah.
Or MSNBC couldn't stop himself. And now we're going to, no shitting on camera. Mm-hmm. No. That's crazy.
Yeah. So now we're going to have a meeting with the HR, with everybody in the Zoom, all 100, 200 people looking at the HR people, and they're going to have to have the thing go click next, you know, next.
I just like the way they must have figured out that she was on the toilet because the camera's not facing her butt. So it's the faces she was making and the plopping
sound. It's facing her all. If you look at our pictures, Kenda, you'll notice that she's sitting on the toilet. And
so
you see
like
the legs.
On the counter.
Yes. I'm not sure. It, almost like it was on the floor.
Jesus.
I'm gonna look at it right now.
That is also very gross sitting on the bathroom floor. But okay. You know, it's your house. Maybe you clean it very nice. But
I'm on the app right now. And Keith, you do a good job with pictures. Thank you. That was very helpful.
Yeah.
I reenacted. It's really me.
Work. I can't
what
even.
What was that?
I said, now the HR people got to update all the slides. And they was like, oh. Yeah.
I just hope the video is like that one that Keith had when he was working at the old folks home. Mm-hmm. Like,
what is she doing wrong?
Yes!
She's shitting on the camera. What do you mean, what's she doing wrong? Very good.
Choice, yes.
Here's a guy jacking off and taking a shit at the same time. Now, anyone can name one thing wrong with this picture?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not only is she aiming just at her butt? And if she's about to wipe, that is going to be massive. But you can see a couple of other people's reactions. And that's what I'm here for. Okay. Because there's this one guy like, holy shit, this bitch. And then there's this other guy trying to look into the computer as if he could see different angles.
Yeah.
You know, like, is this bit, wait, hold on. You know how you turn your head even though it's like a TV screen?
Are we playing here? Like, what's really happening?
That guy's a freak.
That is good. He's like, no, come on. You have to be like, am I looking at what I think I'm looking at? This picture is great. Thank you, Keith. I should have looked.
He looked intrigued to me. I could tell.
Yeah. That's so good.
And the thing also, y'all talked about sex and about parents. One thing, I don't know if it's a generational thing, but most parents are terrible about talking to their children about sex. Mm-hmm. And it's very frustrating because I didn't have no sex talk either. I didn't have a talk about my period or anything. Like the most I had was just a simple, you're going to bleed. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, all right. Like what does that mean? Okay. Like I guess. And I started my cycle when I was 9. So I was ahead of the curve.
Oh,
I was not prepared at all. So, you know, that's why I was like, yeah, talk to kids about it. Because when me and my friends talked about it, one of my friends at the time, she said she thought she was bleeding to death and she panicked. She was screaming and crying because most children associate blood with a bad thing. You know, how you scrape yourself.
That's not just most children. That's pretty much everyone, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody. But you get to a certain age, you understand. But you're talking about children, mm-hmm. most smaller children, you know, up to teenager. You don't really associate blood like that with something that's natural and normal. You go, okay.
Oh, no, you got to give people the heads up on that because that is terrifying. You also have to give them a heads up that it's going to be like a darker shade of red. So it might look brown, like you might be bloated. Like there's so much stuff. My mother said one of her friends, you know, because people didn't talk about it even more in the generation above. And there's no internet. Let's not forget that. We couldn't just Google, why is my pussy bleeding? Mm-mm. So this, listen, I had to put a word there and I did my best. So my mother
said, It could have been poon. So
that could have been poon. Okay.
Give you some credit. I mean, no, I'm saying it could have been worse.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So
why is my yum yum red?
So my mother's friend would put like antibacterial stuff on her vagina to hopefully heal whatever gash is happening. She thought, you know, whatever you would put on a boo-boo, let's say if you scrape yourself, she was putting that on her vagina, trying to make it stop. And how about this? You think you made it stop because your period only lasts 5 or 7 days. And then a month later, it starts bleeding again. Oh, my God.
Now you know forever.
Yeah. Now you know you got to just pour the whole antibacterial inside it, right?
I got to drink it. Keith, did you get a talk when you were a kid
about the period?
About sex?
I had that sex. I was saying I had the sex talk, but I don't remember it at all. My mom said she did it when we were all young. None of us remember it. So if it happened, we were 3 months old. She knew what you. No, any questions? Okay, no questions.
Roger, did you have anything?
Oh, for this episode, yes.
Were you taught any sex lessons?
I got to, my dad talked to me about it so many times. I have like a really, really dope dad. So he talked to me about this shit way before I was ready because I was a nerd. I was playing with Transformers. I was like 16. So I was like, why are we even talking about this? What about G.I. Joe? I would like to talk about G.I. Joe. He's like, listen, it's very important and it's okay to have sex. But he was like, you should try to only do it with people you care about because you're young and da-da-da, all this stuff. And you have to respect people. And he talked about consent and all this shit. And I'm just, the whole time, I'm just like, can we go and get some comic books? So,
I was talking to my 18-year-old stepson. I said, you know about sex? Someone's got to talk to you about it. He's like, I know. I'm like, really? You know how to fuck? Really?
Show me.
So good at it. What do you do? Tell me what you do. Oh. It's so good. What's your move? Come back when you're ready to talk.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, I got the king of fucking on my left. Okay. All right. John Holmes over here. Okay. Very good.
Nothing you can possibly learn. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you ask the person you have sex with, what grade should I get? Give me a break. Fired. Yeah.
For the episode, Karen. I don't know. Were you done or
I'm done. Yes.
Okay. I love how him pointed out your parents have to stay religious if they name you Jeremiah. That should be a rule.
Yes.
That should be a fucking rule. I think Keith called it a move. It is a move. Mm-hmm. And you don't get to be like, we're divorcing and we're going to go out and live life. Nope. Mm-mm. You stuck me with this name. You figure it out. The doctor fucking your wife story was disturbing and hilarious.
All at the same time.
Good grief. That poor guy.
Family doctor, yeah.
Oh, good God. Grief.
And then I love that y'all got a listener letter for about not going back for Thanksgiving and how it turned out pretty dope. You know, I think in people's minds, one of the biggest holds your family has over you is fear.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I don't do it, it's, and guilt. And it's like, if I don't do it, it's going to be terrible. And then you're like, but when you go, you feel terrible. When you go, you still feel guilty. You know what I mean? So like, stay home and enjoy. And this year you had an excuse, like the pandemic. You can be home like, hey, I'm staying home. I don't want to get you sick. And really you're just like eating fucking, you know, pizza and watching football or whatever. Like,
yes, and so getting so much shit on your face while you eat, not wiping it until you're done. Oh,
yeah. If you miss your family, then I say, look, walk in the house, leave the house for a little bit, then walk back in and then go, oh, you put on some weight. You ain't even eating. You know what? When you gonna have some kids? You know, just do that a couple times throughout the day. And it's like, you talk to them.
Ask who made the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. You know? Oh, you still ain't got a girlfriend, huh? Okay. Do that a couple times.
That used to bother me so much because I would go back home and I'd be like seeing someone seriously for a while and they're like, so you still don't have a boyfriend? I'm like, nope, no one wants to fuck me. Yeah. Nope.
You called it. You got me. I tried to slide in here and you figured it out. I'm still
I'm
not
the
getting
worst. Fucked.
Uncle, aunt, you know, still not getting fucked, aunt. Thank you. When are you going to have some kids? I'm still not coming inside my wife and leaving it in. I'm sorry, everyone. I know I just wanted to make an announcement during the prayer before we get into this thing.
Right.
Let me just stop every fucking body.
You're asking the pullout king? Are you serious?
Okay. I am the rhythm method king. When they invented, I got the rhythm. Twos and fours over here. All right.
I'm glad you asked and pull out a calendar. Now watch this. It's going to blow your mind. I was just going to say, don't bother going home. Make something with raisins and punch yourself in the dick.
There you go. It's like you went home. All right. Watch a movie you hate. It's the same feeling.
Make something with raisins and punch yourself.
I spent 3 hours watching Tyler Perry movies, and you know what? Pretty much like I went home for Thanksgiving.
And you got an A. That's good.
And I gave myself a 75. Is this for him to admit that she lost her AirPod, which makes me fearful for my AirPods now? Did you ever figure out if you lost the matching one?
No, I still haven't gotten the balls.
To see if you have, because you had two pair and you're seeing if maybe the two pair work out because you lost one of each?
I lost one of each, yeah. No. In the other pair, one of them died, so I still have both of them. So I have to try them on and pair them up and see if the good one from the last pack is the left, then I'm doing well. And I assume you could use one from one and one from the other, and that's another thing I don't want to find out, that's not true. Mm. But I promise by the chat party this Wednesday, I will know.
Okay. Did you see they came out with iPods, and they're like, $600?
They're like over the head like this.
Yeah. Balls.
You know what? And somebody bought them bitches because they sold out. Like
they
hotcakes.
Did sell out. They did sell out.
They made two. And one went to Mr. Apple.
What's the poll, Keith?
The poll was, do knees make you horny? Maybe that's why these religious places are up in arms.
Oh, knees are horny.
Actually, 0% of the audience get turned on by knees.
Which is a shame, really, if you think about it.
I thought knees were a thing for people.
You're focused, like, oh, your workout on your knees. Like, you know, go to a trainer and they go, what are you looking for? As if you're going to say, fatter and get tired fast. You say strength and endurance, but picture somebody goes, really? I want to focus on my knees. And then you get this news and you're like, motherfucker.
Right.
That makes sense.
Most people say like thighs. I like thighs.
During like the 1800s, there used to be like ankle men. You know what I mean?
Ankle men.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Oh no.
We've lost that generation of of people who are attracted to those things.
Yeah, because of fucking Harry Styles, probably.
Yeah, we don't have manly men no more. They're wearing dresses. But, you know, did you see the ankles on Harry Styles? I'm not saying anything, but I'm just saying. No, I'm
saying they had a lot happening down there.
I'd risk it all for those clavicles, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the hell wrong with you?
Well, listen to his sleep, that's all.
Episode 3355, The Color Purple, with Jesse Joyce. Jesse is always funny, and I'm not even going to lie. I thought we talked about, y'all were going to talk about the movie The Color Purple. When I literally read the title, then I started listening. I was like, oh, something completely different than what I thought.
I absolutely knew that's not what it would be. Like, there's no fucking way The Color Purple came up in the movie.
And then we named it that. It could be. I mean, I was so proud of it. It was fun because we were on a group chat with some people, and it was a side note. Like, Keith had to talk to me in front of people, like, just like, hey, we don't have a title for this show. So I was thinking this. And he was like, yes, we're done. Oh, it was one of those, like, The Color Purple, of course. Ah,
it's the best.
It was exciting. Yeah. You had to be there. I don't know.
No, we get it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes after the show, if we come up with the same title, we know, like, that was it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, oh, I said, oh shit, easy day.
What's on your list? What's on my list?
Post.
Yes.
Boom.
Yep.
It's the best. We just start throwing names up in the air to see which one makes both of us laugh, and that's normally the one that gets picked.
Yeah.
How long have we been in this pandemic? 9 months?
Yes.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not enough time for Jesse to get a microphone.
Oh, yeah.
You never fucking know, right? I mean, this could end any day, and then he's stuck with a microphone. Then a professional comedian is stuck with a microphone, and you don't want that to happen.
So. Yeah, I thought he was, like, on the phone at first, and then y'all started talking about seeing him on Zoom, and I was like, oh, so this is his laptop microphone. And
he was going to be on the phone. He texted me. Oh, I don't even know if Keith knows this. He texted me in the afternoon, like, hey, will I have to need this, that, or the next? And I said, you're going to need this. Yeah, we're going to be recording separate audio, separate video. And he's like, oh, so I shouldn't be on my phone? And I was like, okay, maybe I should tell you more things. I was like, definitely bring your headphones. And he's like, well, I haven't hooked up the headphones. I'm like, we'll tell you what buttons to push. And I'm like, if you have a mic and you have to have Chrome, so make sure you have that. I was like, let me tell him everything.
Yes, it really doesn't make – it makes no sense to me.
You're working from home on Jimmy Kimmel Show. There's no way you don't have this stuff.
He's working from home. He's talking to writers, and this is how he sounds. And nobody goes, hey, you notice you don't sound like everybody else? I guess you don't, but I know he's done other podcasts. He doesn't listen to them and give a shit.
No, he doesn't watch Jimmy Kimmel. On show. Come on, right. Keith.
Yeah. Right. Like, boom, that bang. Did it.
Why would I listen to it? I was on it.
I give myself a 75.
Yes, you can buy a cheap snowball mic and actually sound better. You know, one of them cheap ones you just plug in with a USB. He was like, why take
I hate
that?
Those snowball mics. I have to say it. Don't get the snowball mics.
Well, now he doesn't know what to do.
Oh, God. He's going to keep this regular mic.
Too many demands.
Jesse, if you're listening, snowball's better than no balls, if you know what I'm saying.
I realize, listening to the show, anytime. It's time for a solid trailer. New game. I love this. Like, you talk and people are playing. They don't even know they're playing. That's what I love about it. Nobody knows they're playing until somebody says we're playing. I am here for that.
I love that. It's so fun. That is how silent trailers got developed. I was like, when you watch Bitchin' Apartment 23, but also she was on Gilmore Girls and also the third episode of that guy. Anyway, they're in a new movie.
Right.
He's so worried about his purple fucking shirt, and he sounds like he's in Silence of the Lambs.
Well, he needed know that it wasn't a purple shirt. It was a black shirt.
Yeah, that was the game.
That was what was important.
Y'all didn't even know y'all was playing that game.
Because it's also, in addition to his mic, his webcam was having issues.
By the way, he told us this before the show. We knew it was a black shirt. We knew that was before the show. And then on the show, he just broke down and was like, no, I need to tell your listeners. And it's perfect timing because we're going to put that show on YouTube really soon, like, you know, probably before the new year. And you could see it. It actually is absurd that was a black shirt because it was fuchsia. It was. And then I was about to like fucking relive what he was telling. Never mind. It's weird. Yes.
So weird. It's Stop the Press is weird.
And on an audio podcast, I love when you take the time to tell me. Take the time, Jesse. Okay, we don't got nowhere to be. Mm-mm. It's a pandemic. Let's talk about that purple.
Where else do we have to go? And also, the thing that made me laugh, I'm surprised he's still alive. He just randomly eating shit off the ground like a wild animal. I was like, why would you eat that? Why would you drink? You know, it's almost like a little kid. Because, you know, kids do that, but they don't know no better. When they're trying to develop, you know better.
He told that story before about eating out the hotel fucking the food before. I remember
that.
Yeah,
but you know who's similar to a child? A drunk man.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever seen the pictures of children and I forget what it is. Like, you see these pictures of children and you're asked to like see them as drunk people. Like, children are the same as drunk people, and you see a kid with spaghetti on his head, and then it's like, okay, or like walking, stumbling because they're just new to walk. It's all the same. Watch your baby. And, you know, just picture a drunk man and it's the same moves.
I remember back in the day when I think it was like when Jesse would talk about not drinking alcohol at all. And it was back when Keith used to fuck with people and be like, you want to do a shot, buddy, real quick? Or, you know, why did you stop drinking? You know, you seem like you got it pretty much together. And then you think about the story and you're like, oh, yeah, you had to. That was some other shit. You were eating food off of the floor of hotels from other rooms. That's that is totally not even close to cool.
But I think that's smart, going to hotels and picking through the outside. I think a lot of people, you know, order too much. And I gotta say, if you're in that space, right, and there is a burger and you can cut out the bite marks and that's what you're eating.
Tear out the bite marks because he said he didn't even have a knife.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I just looked up the word smart because I seem very confused. And smart means having or showing a quick-witted intelligence.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't think a little raccoon man outside the Hotel Six is it.
Oh my God. Can somebody make raccoon Jesse? Outside of a hotel room.
With a tail and everything, just scaring around the building.
It would also explain how he was like proficient in all those languages and stuff because, you know.
He overheard people in the hotel rooms. and he's like, I don't know what you're saying, but I do know you're saying, get the fuck away from my door. So yes. I figured out your language.
Wait, are you fluent in Spanish? No, I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night eating everybody's leftovers. Oh. So
I figured it out, yeah.
Nothing is funny.
Saying adios.
Right? You're like, what's happening here? Nothing's funnier to me than a comedian who looks around and says something and takes it seriously. Because you and him, that was hilarious. You was like, look, you come on a comedy podcast and then you want to tighten up your tie? What is wrong with you?
Okay, was I out of line is the question.
So, remember earlier when I foreshadowed about having a favorite type of guest and the other one being the sketch people being my second favorite? This is my favorite kind of guest because it's like you can feel his anxiousness and then it winds up and it's like a countdown and eventually one of y'all is going to go off and I fucking love it every time. And Jesse has been
doing this. Can we note that both of us went off? Because Keith, when I went off, Keith was like, oh boy, Hamda, who had the time mark? And then 5 minutes later, he fucking blew up. And I was
yes,
like, okay.
It's the best. And I should say at least one of y'all is going to go off. And he's been on the show like 80 million times. So that's even better because you know it's going to happen. Like when you book him, I'm like, at some point, like he's going to like, theoretically wear out his welcome. Like I never feel like he really wore out, like, oh, he'll never be back. But it's just like you spend enough time and then like an hour in, you're like, okay, Jesse, that we've done our thing. You can stop now.
I think that he is surprised every time when God, you really need to see his face. I crack him up and he usually doesn't laugh and he's like, huh. That was funny. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, he's shocked.
You're so deep in it. Like, he has to be like second or third most guest on the show, right? Yeah. He has to be.
He's up there. Yeah. 80 something. Almost 90.
Okay. Visits, so he still, I can't tell if he knows or does not know when he's getting on your nerves and he's going to push it, because he always pushes it. And it never feels like he's aware he's pushing it, but he's definitely pushing it on the outside where y'all are like, all right, we can wrap this up, man. You know, and he's like, oh, and one more thing. This is all.
Extra 20 minutes on the show. Like, wow, they an hour and a half.
Yeah. He's like, right. Keith, he's like, yeah, follow him on Twitter at JesseJoyce1 or whatever. He'll be like, there's a guy. Are you ending the show? Are we ending the show? There's a guy who has Jesse Joyce. It's zero, because I was going to do zero. But now, and I had to get one, you know, and this guy's not a comedian. He's just like, oh my God, he's going to keep going. And I never want the shows to end, even though I can feel like y'all do.
Okay,
they told Jesse not to watch the whole Jimmy Kimmel show, because he would come behind the curtain and be like, you're wrapping up? It's the final one, right?
One more joke, Jimmy.
See, I think it's because Jesse remembers podcasting from the beginning, because we had him on so early when people didn't know what it was, and he saw the result of it. Like, he saw that, you know, people bought his albums, people came out to his shows no matter where he was in the world. So he understood it. But he's still from the old school, you know, first podcasters were all tech savvy. Tech savvy people are considered nerds, the people who listened. So he would be like, oh yeah, the nerd's listening. And I'm like, can you at least respect the audience that is giving this fucking medium a chance, that is keeping everyone's career afloat via their entertain, and you get to entertain them. And so I think he's still coming from like, hey, I'm hanging out with my friends at their house. And it's like, fucking Joe Rogan just got $100 million contract for podcast. Could we get our heads out of our asses about what podcasting is? But he's so casual. And the thing is I want to ask this. You know how everyone expects me to go off on Christian Finnegan at least once an episode? And I think I've been pretty chill the last two episodes. Anyway. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
75.
Okay. I think that with Jesse Joyce, it's more Keith than me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Oh, I mean, it has to be, because you had that epic episode where Jesse said he didn't watch the fucking show.
And oh, yeah.
He did like 20 minutes of just like, this asshole, you know? But that's the thing I love about Jesse, is he can take it.
Yeah, you know, he's really great.
I think some people get really like...
I think he can take it, because I don't know. Whenever there's some miscommunication, let's say, between him and Chemda, maybe the same thing's going on with Christian, they don't get the joke if it's about them. Mm-hmm. When I would make a joke about Jesse's kids, and he's like, God, they're banging pots and pans, nothing I can do about it. I'm like, yeah, you can't control them. He would then try to defend that, and I'm like, no, I didn't really... It's just funny that you said that, so I'm acknowledging it, but it doesn't have to become a discussion. When he said, when Chemda brought up the Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, and to do a callback of nothing, he says, the Wonderful Purples of West Virginia, and then, you know, Chemda points out how fucking dumb that is.
Did I?
That was asinine. Then he tries to have a serious conversation and go, oh, I didn't know. At first, you were being sarcastic. I thought you were laughing at the joke. First of all, what fucking joke? You said the Wonderful Purples? And so, and then it became out of head, because, no, this has to be talked through, why I said that. Not that I just made a bad joke.
That's why he's so great. And when I say he can take it, I mean he's going to come back. Like, because I feel like if he couldn't take it, he'd be like, this has happened to me 89 times.
Okay.
What the fuck is the point of talking to these people? There's always a misunderstanding. But for me, it's almost like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where the Jesse misunderstanding segment of the episodes are my favorite fucking parts of it.
And I didn't know we misunderstood each other so much. I just thought he wasn't ready for me to be funny every single time. And I'm like, all right, well.
They defend themselves.
Yeah, it's like he said, the awareness isn't there when it's like on them. Like when you bust their balls, I was like, wait, what's funny about that? But that's what makes it good. I don't know how to tell y'all. It's the best part.
Let me tell you, all I heard in this segment was I was funny. So thank you. I will tell Xerxes that.
Everyone knows.
Mm-hmm. And we had a good show.
Thank all right. 75's around. All right. Keith likes hillbilly stuff. I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm.
That checks out, right? Like, totally makes sense.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I mean, is it because he's from like a hillbilly place?
I think it's because hillbillies end up being so real. Like, they're just telling on themselves, you know, and their stories are so like, and then, you know, we wear flip-flops in the mud and push our truck out of whatever. And he's like, yeah, you do that. You're pretty gross, but I find this interesting. I don't know.
I might get beat up by the pawn, but if you see me getting beat up, family sticks together. Until we get out, grandma makes the breakfast for us. It's very nice. And she puts on the iodine and says, you got yourself in a scuffle. Nothing will we got so, but if you see my head in a walk, don't be dead. That's family.
There we go.
I don't know
why. Is that chewing tobacco you got there, sir?
I feel like I write off most hillbilly stuff as just white people shit and don't watch it. But maybe I've been missing out.
We've been missing out on all the fun, ain't we?
Apparently so. I got to get
in there. Some things don't show you, like my towel.
Do you like Sling Blade? Have you seen that?
I did see it. I do remember liking it. Yeah, my dad town wasn't even that hillbilly. But there's something about
Gordon was hillbilly or something. Some mashed potatoes. My dad loves that fucking movie.
Yes, he does. He quotes that shit all the time.
It's like his favorite movie.
It's even unrelated. He'll start quoting. You look like, oh man.
He doesn't watch anything. And this motherfucker, nothing. All he does is work and be smart and read and shit. And then he watches, chooses to watch like a movie once a year. And that's the movie that stuck with him for his life, is that motherfucking, that hillbilly
shit. God, of all movies, huh?
Right? Anyway.
Yeah, I think I'd rather listen to Heath's recap in that voice than watch the show. Some things are just more interesting through the recap of Keith.
He had to mow the lawn, and I think the bad guy was John Widow, but he wasn't very funny.
This is nothing like the Chicago 7 movie that you told me to watch. That was, I feel like that's not hillbilly at all. Yeah.
I could still watch other things, you know.
Okay, I'm just checking. I mean, I know, you know. I did watch a movie about a trial today. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Small Axe is the name of the series of movies. And the first movie is called The Mangrove. It's about making people having the cops be real racist to them in like the UK.
Wow.
And the most of the movie takes place in a courtroom. And I was like, maybe this is how Keith feels. Cause I really like the courtroom stuff with the Jamaicans defending themselves and talking shit to those white people. It was, I don't know. I'm a suck. I don't know how court works there, for the record. Mm-mm. It was very casual to me. But
no wigs
for that.
What's that, Hamda?
I said no wigs because the court's very casual.
Yeah, is it fictional?
No, it's real. It really did happen. It's just like
but it's not a documentary.
No, right? It's not. It's just like that Chicago 7 movie as Seven Mangrove 9. Amazon Prime, y'all. That's my recommendation of the week. Listen to those Jamaicans. Jamaican accents, the best.
Do you have the balls to do it?
I don't know how to do it. I can't. I'm not good at it.
I'm bad
at it. I can't either.
But I just loved. He's like, not one time, not two time, three time. Three time they come to the mangrove, eh? And then I'm just like, you can talk like this to a lawyer or a judge? They were like joking, because Jamaica, like I went to college.
I do love it.
Some of my roommates were like Trinidad and Tobago, not the same, but still, same kind of accent to me as an American.
Accent, yeah.
Their slang, the way they talk, is just so much better. And when they talk shit about you, it's just like, oh my God, I feel so terrible.
Yes, y'all.
But it's perfect. It's like proper and slang at the same time. Yes. So it's just beautiful. Like they're actually saying exactly what it is because they have a mix of that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making that up, but that's what it sounds like.
Some of this shit is like super vulgar, but like the way they say it, it don't, like, they're like, your mother skunt. You like, you just talked about my mom's vagina. Yeah,
like something my mama stank.
What did he call me?
He called me something.
But you think they'd be able to say poon and Keith would be okay with it?
They probably do say it. They do say it. Poon, nani, nani, poon, nani, nani. They do say it.
Yeah, different. But
say it different.
They just that's say it. True. Poon, nani. I'm just, you know, shortening it for fun. Okay, I'm going to say poon, nani from now on.
Just saving some time.
I don't know if we made it better or worse.
What was the poll for the color purple?
Do you currently wash your packages because of COVID-19 like Jesse does? Jesse did not take part in this poll, apparently, because nobody does.
Wow.
Nobody.
Zero people washed it. Wash.
You said wash? I mean, we do.
I will wipe one down. We what are those things called?
Not that counts. Wipes,
but
The Lysol wipes?
Yeah. We'll do that once in a while.
Mm-hmm. But that counts.
Once in a while. Why do you pick?
If we go to like a grocery store and we touch a lot of shit, you know, we'll like wipe it down and then put it away and then wash our hands. So, but if we get like takeout food or something like DoorDash, we don't.
So. Yeah, we recently
because it's so hot that it just kind of cleans it.
Yeah, science. You know what I mean? I'm pretty safe. You know what I mean? I lick curbs and stuff like that, but you know, I do that like once a week, kiss a guy at a party or something. That's it.
Well, what would you have voted had you seen this poll? Do you
I probably would have voted.
Wash.
Yeah. Wash is, see that wash, I don't wash anything. I wipe it down with that fucking towel sometimes. Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know, man.
But Keith, did we write wash or wipe?
Wash.
Oh.
Yeah, wash, because he said he washes his fruit and shit. I remember that from the show. And I'm like, I mean, you wash fruit before you eat it anyway, but he sounded like he like, take some soap and washes an apple. That was and the last episode
is 3356. When was that? This is the last episode of the year. How do y'all feel about now, like, you go, we're taking a break? Are you guys excited about your break?
Are y'all even really taking a break?
Right, is it a break? Is it really a break?
It is, because like now I'm waking up around 9, which is so much later. So, because I usually wake up at 5:30, but we hope to take a break, you know, because I think that you really need it. So it's really just like setting up for the new year, making sure the equipment, you know, the new stuff is building the separate studios, making sure that's in line, getting ready for the marathon. So I do want to take a break. I do think it's important to take breaks, but this allows us to take time for that other stuff too. Yep. But today I'm definitely manic. I'm just like, after we recorded the last episode, I was sort of like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? That was the last show. We just recorded the last show. Just saying, do you feel a way about it? I might be feeling a way about it. Do you feel a way about it? Okay, cool.
And then,
cool.
And then I'm not really used to this Mac. So I put up the show, like kind of fucked up. I put it up first. And then I caught it real quick, but Rod got it, for example. So be subscribed to the show. You never know what you're going to get.
Subscribe and set it to download. You get to hear the behind the scenes. And it was cool. The things that were taken out were just like keep being frustrated. Like, all right, so magic spoons. Ah, fuck, it's not magic spoons today, is it? It's
oh, my God. Is that, you put up the whole rush.
Yeah,
there are only like 2 literal minutes taken out, but it could have been worse, right? Like,
I was gonna
talking about Jesse.
You almost could have left it out. You know, I mean, left it. You could have just let people have it and be like, "This is what it's like when we fuck up. We're still that good, okay?" Like, these fucking morons listen to the show. God, I hate these idiots. Oh man, I'm glad y'all made y'all's GoFundMe goal again.
Yes, me too.
Or Kickstarter goal. I mean, Kickstarter
goal. Oh yeah. Y'all so no big deal if you don't reach your goal. Nobody gets anything, so that's fine. Every time it hits it, we just like sigh of relief because it's a lot of, you know, energy that everyone has to put in there. So yeah, I mean, if I could just take the time to say thank you again, we really work hard to make those rewards like as rewarding as possible. So you're not just giving, you're getting this stuff that's pretty cool. This is actually like the countdown as of recording this right now. We have 5 hours left.
So if you get this, when they get this out, you'll still probably have a couple hours. Mm-hmm. Where you can go sign up for the Kickstarter.
I mean, if you're listening right away, which I believe you should.
And they might catch some mistakes in it. Just depends.
That is so true.
You know, on when it goes out.
One of us should fuck up right now just so Keith leaves it in.
You really should, whenever we make the announcement, you really should be the one of the first. I fucked up again on the store recently. I don't remember. But all of a sudden, I got... we got this thing where it's like, oh, so-and-so bought a week of OMAT for free. And I'm like, what week of OMAT for free? And then I was like, I put zero down on one of the things in the cart. And so it was just, you just found the right one. it's true. Xerxes does this thing on the Burger King app or something. I don't know how he does it. It's usually him that does it. But Burger King usually fucks up and you suddenly get like, they'll have an item that's free by accident and it'll be like small fries for 10 cents. And he'll order 20 small fries and they have, cause like his friends are over or whatever. This is from the before times, but he'll always find something that somebody fucks up on. I'm telling you, as soon as we announce it, go see our fuck up. Don't wait. I don't know why I'm encouraging this. Cause I think it's, cause part of me like loves it and thinks it's fun. I'm like, let's have fun over this.
Yeah. That happens with like every once in a while, like Amazon or somebody just list a video game for the wrong price.
Yes.
Yes.
And you can just see like the run on it and then eventually they just shut that shit down. Like,
no, we can't do this. Do you guys think that with the COVID-19 you've worked more this year than you did before? Because I know with us, we were going consistently, I think like a week or two ago, we took a week off, but before then we were literally going consistently.
It's pretty consistent. It's actually very consistent, especially in the beginning. It was very tiring. It was very exhausting to do the show through Zoom. You have to refigure out your whole career on the fly while you put out shows. That was very exhausting. You don't get the break of like, for me, the break is doing the show. We're working the rest of the day and then the break. And now it's like extra energy to do the show. It has gotten better, but like all
of this.
It gets
better, but then you get like a Jesse all of a sudden. Going fucking great, Jesse. All right, Jesse.
Why's your shirt purple?
My voice is my instrument.
Yes, your voice is your instrument. I'll just repeat everything you say for timing.
So I do think it was a lot more work this week, a lot more, and making bigger decisions and more decisions separately and not having, you know, we finished the show and Keith and I are still in the same room. We finished the show and it's like, oh yeah, we got to go back for a title. And you don't have those, like, you have to make up stuff. We have like more meetings now so that we can still connect and run through what needs to happen next. Where before it was like, oh yeah, tomorrow is this thing. Like you have to really be very up on your communication and your patience because it's just not operating the same. But I think we found a pretty decent groove. And now we just have to build two new studios. No big deal.
Happy holidays.
It's going to be a break.
Enjoy your break. What are y'all, going to not see each other some of the days during the break, do you think? Or do you think y'all end up like hopping on Zoom or something every day?
We're definitely going to the chat party every Wednesday night. And we definitely have a meeting at least once a week. And we have a personal thing that we do every other week. We meet with a bunch of friends for poker and that's fun. And yeah, I think Keith, you want to stay in touch a little bit?
We could take a day or two away, you know. There's a lot of days, I guess, considering.
Just wait till tomorrow and just schedule a Zoom meeting for no fucking reason. Like, we're not recording this. I just thought we'd like kick it. What's up, bro? What's up with you?
How are y'all got some of that vibe today where I was like, we got on the phone to figure some stuff out. And then I'm like, so that was the final show. How do you feel? It's cool, right? You got some energy going on? I got some energy going on. Anybody? Anybody?
How are you going to do your yearly, you know, go out to eat at a fancy restaurant thing?
Yeah. I thought of that. And I don't know. I'm hoping like fancy restaurants deliver and we'll be on Zoom.
It won't be funny, believe you. Believe me.
Yes. Is what?
I said, they want your money, so trust. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, we'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're just, you know, it won't be that atmosphere of like, you know, oh, I finished this one. Can I get the next one? But I have imagined this, and I imagine like a big, you know, setup of food in front of me, and we're in front of the screen and everything. And, whoa, what did you get? I think, and it'll be March, so hopefully it'll be a little warmer so I could be outside. And, you know, I thought of like maybe Kyle and Xerxes helping, but I think that it's important for us not to involve them.
It's just, you know, weird now. Like, it's already one thing you can picture to tell your loved one, like, no, you can't come to this dinner. It's we don't connect much and this will be nice. And now it's, you know, hey, can I grab a rib? Get out of here. You're not in the restaurant. Lover.
This is for the business meeting. Yes.
Or like in the middle of it is like, hey, our fire alarm is going. I'm not here. Yeah. I already said I'm not here.
I'm eating, hey, your business calling right now.
Your brother's calling. It seems like it's him. You can't find me because I'm in a thing.
Yeah, it used to bother my ex. She would act like it didn't until like the day before. Like, well, why can't I come? Or why do you have to do it? And I'm like, do you know why is it freaking it? What? Who? What? Now imagine it was in the house and it's like, I'll be in the bedroom eating.
But it to me, it completely makes sense because it's almost like, yes, you have separate lives, but this is your baby. So it's like very important that the two people that created it actually enjoy what they created and spend that time together. But for some reason, some people just feel like it's more. That's one good thing about me and Roger being married, because when we would go celebrate, we would just go out together.
Yeah.
Which is actually easier.
Yeah. We don't have to tell our mistresses or anything.
They know that you're busy from 3 to 4. Yeah. They're much better about it. Yeah.
They know their places.
Yeah. And I mean, I forget that, like, you know, you're going to dinner privately with your ex and it's like, is this really, can we, after 10 years, does it erase? Because I think it should erase. Right. Did you ever date this person? I don't know. Did I? How's your memory? why do you remember this and I don't? Let's just let it go.
I feel like as long as y'all don't eat noodles with ramen noodles with spaghetti sauce on them, then it'll be a good dinner no matter what you get.
We could get hot dogs, right?
Struggle meal.
We do ramen noodles, but we kind of buy like the I guess instead of the 25 cent, we spend one like, you know, maybe $3-4. And what I do with them is I pan fry them and I chop a bunch of stuff in. I do eggs. I do all because I miss ramen. That's one thing I miss. I miss like a good bowl of ramen. So I went on YouTube and figured out how can I make this cheap shit taste somewhat like.
That's so funny. You bought $3 for the noodles and you add the rest of what makes it ramen soup.
Yes.
Here's an
You're
egg.
You're making it. Yeah. Yeah.
Pork.
Picture it.
Yes.
Vegetables.
I picture Henda in a ramen restaurant. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
I know. Yeah.
Waiter, spaghetti, please. May I have some spaghetti sauce on this shit?
Man, we don't sell that here. This isn't
a looking at broth, eggs, pork, scallions. What is this shit?
I would like chopsticks and some marinara. Thank you. The cactus are out. I always love the cactus coming out.
Yes, I do.
Get to see who's nominated, who's going to make it.
And it's funny to hear y'all talk about it because kind of like us, y'all do so many shows. People better realize you forget the shit that you say. So they bring you be like, oh, yeah, I did say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it cracks me up listening to it again. The Katkas are my favorite also. It's a long show and Keith does a shit ton of work for it. So thanks for not the nominations really help because, you know, we want to know what you guys think. But yeah, it is such a fun show and hearing the clips and we're definitely sweating by the end of it because like there's no air in the room. You got to lock yourself up. Mm-hmm. Keith, are you thinking about the 24-hour podcast? I'm like, am I actually, you know, once you start thinking, if I have to sit here for 24 hours, is this a comfortable seat? Like, is this the way my desk should be? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't been leaning back at all. I sit like just straight on the edge of my seat. And I'm thinking, I need to find a different way to do this. Because in the studio, you'd see me during the marathon lean back a little bit because otherwise I'm on a 1,000 the whole time. Mm. We'll see.
Yeah, him just like me. Do you draw energy from people?
I do. I've learned how to block it more because it's just exhausting and I don't need to pick up other people's shit. So that's good. But if I do, it's not.
What is this? Sorry, what is this? You guys are witches?
No.
Yeah, man, you pick up energy from people. You never done this, Keith?
Yeah, because... Because me and Roger got an opposite, and I never knew how much I was an extrovert and he was an introvert until we had went to DC, and the whole time I was on 1,000, like super high, full of energy. And when we got back home, Roger's energy level went up. And he was like, let's podcast. I looked at him like, no, my tank is on zero. I'm not doing a goddamn thing.
Yeah, I was like, we're back home. Let's go out to eat. Let's fucking do some things. Like, let's go to a movie. And she just went to sleep for like a day.
I was like, I've been on 1,000 for like 3 days. No, thank you. Because it's like you're running a marathon. It's like, more people, more people, more people, more people, more people.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I will throw out these couple of things. Suicide by Cop Guy made no sense to me.
No. He wanted to social distance.
He wore a mask. He didn't shoot anyone, which I appreciate both of those things. But then he had the guns and wanted the cops to kill him. Yeah. You kind of skipped the middleman on that one, buddy. You had the guns.
Sometimes you just don't cut the balls and you hope the professionals can do it. Because they've been in the paper lately. They're very good at it.
Yeah, oh, they're the best, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, it was weird, though, because, like, someone could have got shot as a bystander. You also put that on the psyche of some fucking random cop now who's, like, you know.
You heard that there's cop reform, so you hope they can aim better. You know, you're not shooting.
You got to go. I mean, hopefully you went to a really racist district, you know, and head tripped those cops. Hopefully it wasn't. You know, some good cop who's just like, I'm just a crossing guard. Ah, fuck, I got killed. Right.
Yeah, and
excuse me, kids. pow.
Find me, kids. I have a target I need to aim at. What I realized too is that Rod and Keith have the same internal directional guide. It's like as far as not knowing like directions sometimes. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Karen, I am so sorry.
You know what? And I know
there's a lot of magnets everywhere. It's really fucking with my compass.
Mm-hmm. Same.
But you know what? The thing is, I'm not even going to lie. I have an issue. Me and Siri got beef. Because Roderick, like, asked me, and then he'll turn Siri on. So then I'm pissed. I was like, well, you should ask that bitch in the first place, but you actually going to fold in. So.
I use the Waze app for directions now because it's just easier. And most of the time I don't even ask Karen. I think she just legitimately has beef with, like, I'm like, you say I get hopelessly lost. Why do you care? Now we won't get lost for sure. But then she'll like try to outduel Siri and be like, no, make a left on Thursday.
Yes,
I'm like,
I know
I'm just going to do what
away.
The fucking app says. I'm going to do.
Oh my God.
Google paid $1 billion for me.
Now, this is
do.
One thing we do fight about, because then I'm mad and I stick my middle finger up at the phone and go, fuck you.
Uh-huh. I totally get this, and I don't know why. Okay, so Xerxes has alarms for the OMAT stuff in the morning. You got to get ready for this half an hour before, 15 minutes before, 5 minutes before, and Google Talks as the device tells you what to do. So it's like, hello, Xerxes, time to get OMAT ready.
Oh.
Okay, time to go live. Okay, take your places for OMAT. I'm like, stop telling him what to do. He already knows because I told him. We're already there.
Okay, see, you're against me. I'm glad.
Good morning, Xerxes. Don't worry about what kind of morning he's having, okay? Good morning, Xerxes. Just let us know what time it is and fuck off.
When Siri says happy birthday at 12:01 a.m., right? It's like, easy, bitch.
That's a move. That was a move. Yeah. Yeah. Then the guy who got mad about Dr. Jill Biden.
Yeah, can you imagine an adult?
Yeah,
an older adult.
I'm with him. How does that get published?
Right. I'm going to tell you why. They got rid of all the editors and he got his own login and he can post. What happens? I tell people look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, editors are the most important people, because somebody would have looked at that shit and go, don't post this.
Well, it wasn't like a reputable magazine.
Yeah,
I mean, newspaper. It wasn't even like, you know, psychologytoday.org.
They got rid of them everywhere. They go, fuck an editor. But an editor has a purpose, because you need a check and balance between what you write and what goes online, and that person isn't there anymore. You
I
can
think
tell.
I think it's a move. I think they do it on purpose. They know it'll make everybody mad, and they know we're going to share it, and they know we're going to talk about it.
Okay. Oh, I think it's their actual, like, I think it's their actual thought process. Okay. Like, oh, yeah, they're gonna poke people, and it's like, what did I say? It's this guy and his opinion piece. But didn't it get picked up by a legitimate source?
Yeah, it was
Wall Street Journal. Is that what you mean? Yeah,
yeah.
So like, that's when I'm like, the Wall Street Journal has enough things to poke about because the world is shit. Mm-hmm. So we'll argue no matter what your fucking side is. this is just you did. I don't know. Did like a middle school kid write this? Even if they did, it's just
I don't. And there's a viral post going around Facebook of a woman who took that guy's class, Joe Epstein or whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. And she talked about how she got an A in his class on a paper, and he was so incredulous. He called her and was like, "What man wrote this for you?" And was she right? And was
oh,
she
wow?
Right? And right, was like, "I wrote it myself." And he started asking her a bunch of questions, like about the topic, like. And when she answered all those questions, she starts crying because he's, you know, your professor is interrogating you. You're a young woman, and so she starts crying. And he goes, "Don't get hysterical." And so she went and told a couple other professors about this and was like, "I'm being harassed by the, you know, this guy harassed me. He's my professor."
Right.
He goes, "You didn't have to sick your boyfriends on me, your little boyfriends on me." Wow. And then at the end of the grade,
what's next?
He gave her a C and he said, "It would have been an A, but we both know why I can't give you an A." And gave her a C for the paper.
Oh. You know what? Maybe this is why it's in the paper, because it's like, we totally let this writer write a totally legit piece. If you guys want to look into any other shit he wrote or did in his life, maybe this will be the catalyst for that, because you're interested in his work and his understanding of life.
Well, just now I'm coming across the journal's editorial page editor, Paul Gigot. Gave a response. If you disagree with Mr. Epstein, fair enough, the writer, of course. Write a letter or shout your objections on Twitter. Yeah, that's what you want, right? You want promotion. But these pages aren't going to stop publishing provocative essays. Provocative? Oh, that's a big fucking word for such stupidity. This woman shouldn't take
doctor. It's like when people say, well, we all make mistakes. And Keith will point out, like, your mistake was being a serial child rapist. I don't think... You don't call your shit mistakes if my shit is mistakes. That's not okay. And that's what they do. It's just a provocative opinion. Like, you're supposed to be somebody. You're the Wall Street Journal. You're not supposed to be a guy on Twitter or with a blog that just says crazy shit.
Yeah. I tell you what, this is not the sexy kind of provocative, if you're asking me.
Right.
I would.
But these pages aren't going to stop publishing provocative essays merely because they offend the new administration or the political censors in the media and academe.
Wow. We know what side he's on.
Yeah.
Wow.
The new administration. Okay.
He just called us snowflakes because we think this opinion is stupid, because it is.
He's calling, the article is called The Biden, it's a full article. The Biden team strikes back, and he accuses Team Biden of pushing the sexist theme. When people say, "Hey, if this was a doctor man, I don't think you'd be confused about the word doctor." And it's like, we never even brought that up. Why go to such lengths to highlight a single op-ed on a relatively minor issue? What's not, right? I mean, also, we're all moving on, by the way.
I love how they wrote the op-ed about it and then go, "Why y'all bringing up this minor shit?" Like,
it's a big deal, right?
Who gives a fuck if she's a doctor, not a doctor? Only us that published it and the guy who wrote it and, you know, just us. But
Have an op-ed? No, I have an op-ed. You get an op-ed. You can respond to my op-ed, and we'll just respond in op-eds.
So y'all really don't read and respond to the shit we write. Wow.
Okay. My guess is that the Biden team concluded it was a chance to use the big gun of identity politics and send a message to critics as it prepares to take power. Well, let me tell you something. Biden didn't call me. It was just my thoughts.
Right.
There's nothing like playing the race or gender card to stifle criticism. To stifle criticism. It's the left's version of Donald Trump's enemy of the people tweets.
Yo, this is that thing where I always go a little bit easier on Democrats, because I hate performative impartiality where you pretend like it's just like Trump. It's like, but it's not. Mm-mm. Can't we live in a reality where we're like, Biden's not the best, but he's not Trump? Like, do we have to immediately go to... It's the same shit Trump's been doing for 4 years. No, you pointed out his wife shouldn't be called a doctor. And he said, "That's kind of fucked up. Did you do that because she's a woman? Because you don't do that to anyone else." And you're like, here we go, playing the victim, just like Trump when he said all the Mexicans were rapists. Same shit. Like, it's not the same. God damn it.
Mm-mm-mm.
It worked. All right. What was the poll?
The poll is brand new because the show just went up. But the poll is, are you traveling for the holidays? And right now we have 17% saying, yes, I'm traveling. What's the big whoop?
Hopefully they're doing it in their cars.
I hope they
are. Or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or something. And they're bringing those wipelets that you got.
Bring a little Corona with them. Little Rona.
In the back seat.
Get two planes in, bitch. All right. The only thing that was left, Chew 29, Weird But Chew. In general, I love this show. As a fan from way back, it's always great to hear the dirt on different comedians, why they're not around anymore, if they are around,
what happened to
what happened, like, because sometimes it's like cool, it's like there is nothing happened, or they just moved, they don't do comedy anymore or something, and then sometimes like this motherfucker was a weird liar. And if y'all are listening to this but you're not listening to Chew, I think you're fucking up, because Chew and A is exactly what you want to hear. Okay, it's like you bring up somebody and it's immediately like him just says it like they never gonna hear it, you know, which is my type of podcasting. You know,
yes,
what I mean? She says like I love, like one time Newsy was like, you know, and if you miss a guest, you know, reach out to them and let them know to come on the show. I'm like, no, you listen to Chew and A first.
Yes.
Then you hit their Twitter up and be like, I miss you, you should come on the show, because it might not be so cool. But
by the way, it does sound like I am talking like no one's gonna hear it, but the people I'm talking about, they can hear it. Mike Guild, listen to that podcast. I don't give a fuck. That's exactly what you did.
Well,
there's more. So if you want to bring it up, we can have another segment.
I love it. It's so spicy. Okay.
Shots fired.
And then also, I love when he points I love when he points out like y'all weren't woke at this point in time. And that's why.
He's so sweet about it. He's like, and this was a different time, but here's how I enjoyed it.
Right. And now we use our platform responsibly.
Yes.
Kim does Christmas CD. I forgot about it. It was so, like, it's been so long.
The singing. I love y'all sing at the beginning.
It was dope. It was fun. You know, Prank by the Girl. Those were fun. I feel like we had a whole era of stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, do y'all ever think about either, like, doing that kind of stuff again? Do y'all ever think about, you know, revisiting, re-releasing, replaying it on the show, anything like that?
I can't do another prank album. I can't. People go through so much. I don't want to be the bamboozle in their day. I'd rather not. It was fun. And also it was during marathons a lot of times. And I was kind of kooky and I thought it was hilarious, but really I'm going to set that aside. But more music, you know, if it pops up, the Christmas CD was fun. I think it came out really good. It's in the store now if anyone's interested for just $5. Maybe I'll put the prank CD up there too. I feel bad.
Well, can you and the dogs maybe call QVC again? I mean, we could get that going for some prank.
I don't see why not. Sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Adam Brown is on the prank call CD. Mm-hmm. Patrice is on there. She was very funny. Oh my God. So Patrice calls up like a McDonald's, right? And she has a, what accent is that? Some kind of island accent. And she is so good at it. And she's like, where's my sweet and sour? And she has this person on the phone. She's like, I asked for sweet and sour and you gave me barbecue. And she's like, I don't know how to give a shit about this. And Patrice is like, well, if you would have given me sour cream, this whole thing would have been over. But she is, it was so funny and relentless. And it was just fantastic. It was great. Then there was Jenny Warts. I believe I was trying out over the phone for a stripper position at a club. going for the gym.
I feel like the prank call never really dies. They brought back crank anchors, you know.
They did.
I think y'all could do it, man.
I think so too, because when it comes to it, like there are gentler ways of doing it where you're just kind of like being goofy, right? And yeah, just, you know, I did call a mechanic and say that my brakes gave out and I was just in their shop. Okay.
It's good. I don't know. Newsy's neighborhood app sounds so fun. Okay. Newsy, let me know how to log in. I just want to keep up with the hijinks of what's going on down there.
Yes, just to follow.
Yeah.
It's nextdoor.com, and you just put in the address of the neighborhood that you want to see.
Yeah. Like, and then just hit me up with the neighborhood.
Yeah, and then you type shit like, that's a dumb Christmas tree.
Yeah. I love how he trolled everybody, how he was like, raised legitimate concerns at first. And then like a day in, he was just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about this anymore. And I don't care about your opinion. And they delete the thread. Like, it's like, well, I thought you were concerned about all the coronavirus. He was like, that was Tuesday.
Right.
It's Wednesday.
That's him. Yep.
Keith let the big secret out on this episode behind the paywall. He's watching Schitt's Creek.
Right? And not hating it.
Didn't see this coming. Mm-mm. I do Thank feel you. Like him to kind of prepared us for him to hate it. And I was prepared for him to hate it too, because I haven't even watched it yet. But come on, Keith hates everything. And except hillbilly shit. And there's probably no hillbillies in it. And
actually, it's the main guy is hillbilly.
Okay. Well,
that might have been how we got on the hillbilly thing, but I'm not sure.
No, y'all got on the hillbilly thing because he liked that movie with the kid from Spider-Man.
The Devil All the Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But I was surprised that he even watched it, you know, because I thought him does right. She started defending herself, but she's right. She was like, don't watch this. It's not for you.
Where are we at with that, Keith?
We're at the beginning of season two.
Okay.
So we're just taking a break for now, a little baby boy break. Mm. He left the son left town, you know. So who knows what's up with that? So they got to find him.
I'm on the final season of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show where he digs up all the money in real time.
It's a lot of killing. And Walter White never was a good guy. Never, not once. Agreed. Not even in the beginning.
Still worse.
What?
Still worse. That's the funny thing.
No, but like even in the beginning when he was just fighting cancer, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Never liked him. I'm like, oh, you just make the wrong choices and we're supposed to feel bad for you because you have cancer. But you had the answer right in the first episode. God damn, you're a piece of shit.
Like at some point he like beats cancer and he's still selling drugs. He's like, I don't know. I forgot.
He made a bazillion dollars and he's like, now I destroy. Like, okay.
Well, you see
that. No remorse.
There's a movie coming out in February, theaters only so far. Okay. And it's with with Bob Odenkirk, the lawyer,
yes!
Of course.
Oh my God. Yes.
It's just like Breaking Bad, it seems. This nerdy guy minding his business. I don't know if he gets his house broken into or what. And then he goes, hey, guess what? Actually, I was trying to be a nobody, but you brought back my skills. And he just starts kicking everybody's ass.
It's not even Breaking Bad. It's John Wick. It's by the same people who made John Wick.
Oh, I'm eating.
So I called it Saul Wick because it's Bob Odenkirk being like a cuck. Most of the trailer, you know, he's all like, okay, I'll take out the trash. Oh, my job sucks.
Wait, is this Saul?
Yeah,
are we talking about Saul? I saw Better Call Saul first before Breaking Bad. So I got to see it in the order that it wasn't made, but in the order of time. Mm-hmm. So that was weird. So is this like the aftermath or what?
So this is just Bob Odenkirk as a different character. But, you know, he looked like Saul. Not Saul, before he was Saul, you know, before he was Jimmy, whatever. But he looks like just a regular white dude that like is an accountant. And then at some point, like, and they show like, you know, in the trailer, it's all this like, hey, are you going to put my son in the game at the soccer game? And they're like, shut the fuck up, cuck, you piece of shit, sit down, bitch. And then he's like, okay. And then at some point, like some real shit happens and he just like pulls out guns out of nowhere. He's just like, I'm back, baby. It's time to kill everybody in this bitch.
I am in then.
It's my favorite it's my favorite genre of movie. It's Impossible White Man.
Yes, Impossible White Man. I love that movie.
Oh, God.
Yes. And the thing is, they can't die. You know, that's number one rule. They can't die.
You could be like 60.
Yes.
And you can still kill everybody. Like, they just show him, like, on a bus. And, like, you know how you be on a bus. And then, of course, three random gang members always, like, attack an innocent person for no reason. So it's just, like, in front of you, you know, it's like, hey, bitch, give us your purse. And then he was like, fellas, y'all might want to get off the bus. And they're like, what are you going to do, pencil neck? You fucking work at Best Buy, bitch? And he's like, oh, Saul's back, bitch. Run, bam, slapping you, hitting you in the face. Oh, it never gets old. Yes. I can't wait for this.
And I love when they fall or do something that would normally fuck a normal person up, and they'd be like, oh, bad day.
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Yeah. They always fall from like 50 feet and land on their back, and then they're like, ugh. Oh,
that's why I love all the Die Hard movies. You and can make 100 of those.
If you say one-liner, then it didn't hurt. You'd be like, oh, that's a long way to fall. And it's like, no, you should have to go to the hospital.
Dead.
Your vertebrae are crushed.
Like that, because you guys are into the impossible white man, but Keith is into hillbillies, so he's into the possible white man.
Very possible. Those people are extremely, those people exist.
Yeah. Unfortunate, definite white man. Yeah, you know, I like when Bruce Willis, like his character comes into a town and all the buildings have awnings and he's like, ooh, good. Because I'm going to need those motherfuckers. Yeah. Believe me, you'll see. The way Keith gets lost all the time, I find myself landing on an awning last minute.
Thank God they got cushions and ladders around here. Yes,
what is them falling? What is it? Angels Has Fallen. I like that whole series. That's another one. The thing is, it's called Impossible White Man, but anybody can play the role. Women can play the role.
Yeah, you don't have to be a white man.
You don't have to be a white man. It's just that role where you just come in and just fuck everything up.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, there's that show now. I think it's on Netflix, Peppermint. I saw it when it was in theaters.
That's another one.
Yes.
And it's a woman that was, I think somebody killed her, I don't know, her family or daughter.
Yes, we've
and
seen it.
She studies for a good two and a half weeks and really pumps herself up in Lund's guns. And the next thing you know, she's hanging up a member of the mob on the top tier of a Ferris wheel. Like, man, even Star can't do that shit.
It's Jennifer Garner from Alias.
Yes, and I love Alias.
So, like, that's one of the beautiful things about the Impossible White Man genre. Eventually, it's like breaking diversity boundaries. Because it's like, you know what? What if we get an old white woman to be an Impossible White Man? I'm like, fuck yes. An old white woman should be able to kill a bus full of goons the same way that a 70-year-old white man can.
Diversity.
Oh, God, I love that.
The Wall Street Journal just wrote, doubt it. Interesting. What does that mean? All right.
Doctor Alias? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. All right. That's it for this week. Thank
what?
Y'all.
Is this the end? Is this the end of the year? What else are we going to do? How are you feeling? Are you guys feeling away? I'm feeling away. Is everyone feeling okay? Is that good? Okay. We're going to use our time very properly. We're going to have days off and we're going to have productive days. And that's all we're going to do. And we're going to order from Seamless every once in a while to celebrate absolutely nothing. And that's going to feel good. I will see you in the chat.
I got a quick Monday. Funny story. What was that, Ron?
We're gonna meet up next Monday. Let's just do this.
Right,
not recording it.
Right. I was talking to Brother Love, and he was ordering food. He got like a pizza and a cannoli, and they didn't bring the cannoli. He's like, I got DoorDash, and I ran outside in time to tell the driver he forgot the cannoli. He goes, call DoorDash, and so we figure out, hey, you know, you can just call the place actually, you know, do that. And so he calls the place and goes, yeah, I didn't get my cannoli. And the pizza place goes, yeah, the other night I ordered Chinese food and I didn't get my dessert either. And he's like, what? It's like, yeah, sometimes they don't come through this DoorDash.
Holy
and Brother's like, okay, bye, click. Now, if he gets two more of those, he's going to start kicking ass. But right now, he's like, okay, I guess we all lose.
That's a great tactic.
He's gonna hop on a bus and beat up some street toughs. I mean,
right.
That's make up for it.
Solution to everything. All right, let's get out of here before Keith Jesse joins us again. thanks for we really enjoyed hosting last week.
Yes,
you know,
this has been so it's been much really dope. Fun.
And of course, you know, still wishing Bianca a speedy recovery. Mm-hmm. And you know,
listen, we want to keep in touch with her. We have been keeping in touch with her. There's not any news, but she is gonna go into the hospital in the next couple of weeks sometimes, and I don't know if she listens to this, so we could say we do wanna like find we will find a way for us to kind of get ourselves together. If you want to send her a card or something while you're there, we'll figure out where to send it to here and we'll pass it along or something like that. So, you know, the Reddit and the forums is a really good place. So if you want to say hi to Bianca, she's going to have to stay in the hospital for like a couple of months. So we'll connect everyone with her and maybe surprise her in the hospital with a couple of, you know, letters, treats, something nice, something to keep her busy.
Yeah, because 2 months in the hospital, that's not moving briskly along at all. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Really, really, very slowly. All right, y'all. Thanks for having us. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yes.
Whatever you celebrate out there.
Thank you guys for taking over. It's been so great getting to know you guys more and working with you. These guys are the best. Seriously, show some love for these two. It's been a magical experience. We don't hate you at all. Like, thank not you. Even, same yeah,
well,
it's
that's a good thing.
I mean, we'll find yeah. out okay. in a, we'll find out in a year when our episodes are on Q&A. And,
yeah, yeah. we'll be the history soon.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then like, those fucks. You want to know why they're not back on the show? You want to know? Because I'll tell you why.
Right. I'm going to spit all the tea out of my sippy cup. And let y'all know what's really going down.
Oh, man. All right. Thanks, y'all. Have a good one. Peace.